Joining me in the studio right now is Scott Ellington, who is a Democrat who is running for the 1st Congressional District seat. He joins us in the studios this morning on Morning Edition. Mr. Ellington, thanks for joining us, and good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about yourself, please.
Well, Jonathan, I grew up in Brooklyn, which is between Jonesboro and Paragould. I'm a Craighead County boy. Went to Brooklyn Public Schools there, and then came to ASU, where I graduated with an agriculture degree. I taught school briefly in Russellville as a vocational agriculture teacher. And then I went to Little Rock, to the University of Arkansas at Little Rock Law School, where I obtained my law degree. After that, I lived in El Dorado for a year and then moved to Batesville. Actually, I lived in El Dorado 2 years, and then I moved to Batesville, where I lived 4 years and practiced law, and then returned home. My parents were getting elderly. My wife took a job with a bank here in town in her previous career. And so we moved back to Jonesboro and made our home here.
Why are you running for this position?
Well, Jonathan, I don't like the way that things the way that partisan politics is played in the last couple of years, and I think that it's time to move away from that. If you look at what where we are now, we have the last year of the way that Congress operated and just didn't move forward. It seemed like that our current congressman he voted with the Republicans all the time, and it was just almost partisan politics down the middle. I'm not in favor of partisan politics. I want to go to Washington, D.C. and represent the people of the 1st District, not the interest of one party or the other. And I think to be able to move forward to help the folks in the 1st Congressional District of Arkansas, we need somebody who is an independent thinker, someone who has a backbone, and someone who is willing to make those decisions and stand up and have the gumption to work hard and do that.
Why are you the best candidate for this position?
Well, I think we see how insiders play the party politics and partisan politics. I am an outsider. I've been a politician for 2 years. I ran for the elected prosecutor's position 2 years ago, and that was my first time to ever enter the fray of the political arena. I think that as I have done my job in the last 2 years, the public sees that one is I'm not afraid to step out and make the right decision, make the right choice. And in fact, some people may agree or disagree with some choices that I make, but actually I make a decision and stand by it. We recently have had to call investigations on even people that are friends of mine, police chiefs in the area and other governmental officials, and I do the right thing, whether it's a friend of mine or it's somebody that I don't know. So I think that the willingness to stand up and be a man and make tough decisions, that's what I bring to this race.
One big topic is the economy. Many are concerned about the debt and what to do to reduce the debt. What would you do about this issue?
Well, the first thing I would do is go to D.C. and try to work with others and keep an open mind on how to resolve that and gather information. As a prosecuting attorney, I gather information and then I weigh it out and then try to present the right ideas to a jury or to the fact finder. Well, I would use that same ability to gather information and try to see where we are. This partisan politics is not going to resolve the debt crisis, and the trying, whether you like the president or dislike the president, just trying to shut him. If you notice this year, he could have gotten more accomplished had there been team ball. You know, I'm reminded of back in 1968. It was on the heels of John F. Kennedy being assassinated, Martin Luther King being assassinated, Robert Kennedy being assassinated. You have Hubert Humphrey, who's probably the most liberal person in Congress in D.C. You had Barry Goldwater, the most conservative person in D.C. They didn't shut the government down. They still moved forward, and that's what I will do is work toward moving forward to get bright ideas and right ideas for the economy. I don't have all the answers, but I will work at trying to move the country forward. I have hope and I'm confident that we're a strong nation and we can move forward.
All right. Scott Ellington joins us here on KASU. Another big concern is getting Americans back to work. What do you think should be done to get more people back to work and into jobs?
Well, Jonathan, the thing about getting people back to work is a number one priority is keeping the jobs we have right now. That's the immediate priority would be for me. And in the first district, I would see myself as almost as a member of the a federal member of the Chamber of Commerce to go out and solicit industry to come to the first district. You know, we have two large airfields within an hour driving distance of where we're sitting here in Jonesboro. We have other areas throughout this district where should be very, very appealing to industry to come to Arkansas and to the first district. I would move for to work toward building infrastructure in the first district. Work toward working with our development entities throughout local and federal development entities to try to bring funding to the first district so that we could put people to work. You know, another way to do it would be to partner colleges. We have several, besides Arkansas State, we have several smaller colleges that we could work to try to work for federal grants to get research and development grants, bring a company in, set them up at the Blytheville Air Force Base, get Mississippi County Community College a grant to do their research and development, do something at Phillips County or at Forest City where they have a couple of big empty buildings over there. We could work toward building those colleges and those institutions to either be research and development or job training and use those facilities as an enticement. Remember, we're sitting right here in the middle of the United States, and we're an hour right now from FedEx, where you can ship anything overnight, is what they say. So we can do this just-in-time inventory thing. We could bring people in and train them. They could the companies could build their product here and then ship it out, and it could be at the retailer or reseller or the other manufacturer who needs their parts in just a day or two. And so it certainly would be a way to build our economy and jobs in this great spot of the country.
Scott Ellington has been joining us here on Morning Edition on KASU.